From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Many Californians woke up this morning to the news that Democratic Governor Gray Davis will face a recall election this fall. Last night, the Secretary of State, Kevin Shelley, announced that recall advocates had collected 1.3 million signatures, more than enough to force an election. And today in Sacramento, Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante announced the date for the election, October 7th. California voters will be asked to decide two questions. Do they want to recall Davis, and if so, who should succeed him? NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports from Sacramento.
After the Secretary of State Kevin Shelley certified that there were enough signatures demanding a recall of Governor Davis, the other issue to be decided was when would the election take place. Under the California Constitution, that job was left to Lieutenant Governor Bustamante.
The date that I've decided to choose for this election is Tuesday, October the 7th, 77 days from the date of certification. I believe that this date will provide the maximum time available to county clerks so that they might be able to do the best job possible under these circumstances.
With his announcement, Bustamante ended speculation that he might throw California politics into more turmoil. Earlier this week, he had floated the idea that voters could choose to recall Governor Davis, but that they might not get to select his successor. But today, Bustamante said lawyers advised him that the recall election should go forward with the two questions on the same ballot. Bustamante reversed himself after constitutional experts had scoffed at the idea of separating the two questions, and advocates of the Davis recall had accused the lieutenant governor of trying to hijack the process. Still, the net effect is to open the possibility for a Republican candidate to take over the governor's chair. Now the question is whether the party can rally behind a single candidate. GOP party spokesman Rob Stutz.
Until we're sure what Democrats are going to do, we would like Republicans to declare their intention but hold off on filing candidacy papers, because if a Democrat enters this race, we don't want to dilute our vote across three or four different candidates. And so we want to preserve the option to be able to sit down with all the candidates at probably the final hour of filing and consider how we winnow down our field.
On the other hand, the Republicans believe that if Davis is the only Democrat in the race, it won't matter how many Republicans are on the ballot, because they believe any Republican can win. And the winner only needs a plurality of the votes to automatically become governor. The deadline for filing as a candidate is in early August. The possible Republican candidates include Congressman Daryl Issa, businessman Bill Simon, who lost to Davis in November. He said he would announce his plans this weekend. A spokesman for actor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he hasn't made a decision yet, and former Los Angeles Mayor Richard Reardon says he is waiting to see what Schwarzenegger will decide. Meanwhile, Davis supporters within the Democratic Party are mustering their forces for what promises to be a short and brutish campaign. These include public employee unions, church groups, and environmentalists. They say the recall movement is a coup d'etat. Yet, ironically, they are rushing to the defense of a governor who hasn't kept many friends within liberal circles. For his part, Governor Davis was already on the campaign trail. He was in Los Angeles today, appearing with law enforcement officials, making his case to the voters.
I think while they have problems with me, while I've made mistakes, while we have a tough economy all across the country, at the end of the day, I believe they will acknowledge we have been making progress in a tough economy, and I don't think they're going to replace my progressive agenda with a conservative agenda.
It's a theme Gray Davis is likely to hammer over the next 77 days. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Sacramento.